ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 39 प्रामात्ख्या दायित्यां प्रतिवारणं ऋद्धे यो मां रसाय जगदादिसुकरः कृत्वा ग्रदां स्त्रेनिरागाद् उदन्वतः क्रीडान् इवेभ्यः प्रणतास्मि तां विभूमिचि। To him. Translation. My Lord, as the original boar within this universe, you fought and killed the great demon Hiranyaksha. Then you lifted me, the earth, from the Garbhodaka ocean on the end of your tusk, exactly as a sporting elephant plucks a lotus flower from the water. I bow down before you. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 5th canto, 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Prayers Offered to the Lord by the Residents of Jambudvipa. Because here is no purport, we will read next verse. Chapter 19. Text 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha, Kim Purusha Varsha Bhagavantam Adipurusham Lakshmana Agrajam Sita Bhiramam Ramam Tacharana Sanikarsha Bhirataha Parama Bhagavato Hanuman Saha Kim Purushair Avirata Bhaktir Upaste. Translation. Srila Shukadeva Goswami said, My dear kin, in Kumpurusha Varsha, the great devotee Hanuman is always engaged with the inhabitants of that land in devotional service to Lord Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana and dear husband of Sita Devi. Text 2. Arshitishe nena saha gandharvair anugiyamanam paramakalyanim bhartri bhagavat katham samupar shrinoti svayam chedam gayati. Translation. A host of gandharvas is always engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Ramachandra. That chanting is always extremely auspicious. Hanumanji and Arshtishena, the chief person in Kumpurusha Varsha, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. Hanuman chants the following mantras. Purport. In the Puranas, there are two different opinions concerning Lord Ramachandra. In the Lakhu Bhagavatamrita 5:34-36, this is confirmed in the description of the incarnation of Manu. Vasudeva Dirupanam Avataraha Prakirtitaha Vishnu Dharmottara Rama Lakshmanadyah Kramadami Padme Turama Bhagavan Narayana Itiritaha Sheshash Chakram Chashankascha Kramat Syur Lakshmanadayaha Madhya Desha Sthita Yodhya Pure Asyava Satihi Smrita Махавайкундха локеча. Ракхаведрасья киртита. The Vishnu Dharmatara describes that Lord Ramachandra and his brothers, Lakshmana, Bharata and Shatrughna, are incarnations of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Anirudha, respectively. The Padma Purana, however, says that Lord Ramachandra is an incarnation of Narayana, and that the other three brothers are incarnations of Shesha, Chakra and Shankha. Therefore, Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushana has concluded Tad idam kalpa bhedanaiva sambhavyam. In other words, these opinions are not contradictory. In some millenniums, Lord Ramachandra and his brothers appear as incarnations of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Anirudha. And in other millenniums, they appear as incarnations of Narayana, Shesha, Chakra, and Shankha. The residence of Lord Ramachandra on this planet is Ayodhya. Ayodhya city is still existing in the district of Hyderabad, which is situated on the northern side of Uttara Pradesh. Arshtishenena saha gandharvair anugiyamanam paramakalyanim bhartri bhagavat katham samupashrinoti svayam chedam gayati. A host of gandharvas is always engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Ramachandra. The chanting is always extremely auspicious. Hanumanji and Arshtishena, the chief person in Kumpurushavarsha, constantly hear those glories with complete attention. Hanuman chants the following mantras. Actually, some years ago, I was instructed by His Holiness Radhanatha Maharaj to become well behaved. But because I was not well behaved, and despite of my efforts, even now I am not well behaved. At the time I just take a vow that I will not give Srimad Bhagavatam classes, and I was not giving the Srimad Bhagavatam many years. But now I was asked by all of you to say something. Therefore, of course, your will, your desires are supreme for me, and I just am breaking my vows. And therefore, please bless me that I would be able to say something which will be according to your desires to hear. Please bless. This is not enough for me. Please bless, and in the case if you not bless me properly, I maybe will not say. Please. Hari Bol. Ома гьяна тимирангасья гьянанджана шалакая чакшу. In the last verse, which we were reading, the very important word is samupashrinoti, which means he hears with great attention. You know that in attentiveness is counted as one of the offenses against the holy name. And how often we are just can see that while chanting the holy names of the Lord, we are unattentive. And what to say about hearing? It is said by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura that there is inclination to fall asleep while chanting, and even more when inclined to fall asleep while we hearing, for example, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And even more, we are inattentive when we are somehow trying to remember the Lord. This is called laya, one of the obstacles on the path of overcoming anarthas. In this verse we can see that such faults are not present in such personalities as Hanumanji and Arshtishena. They are listening to the chanting of the holy names of Lord Ramachandra very attentively, with complete attention. And this is very important. And maybe we can just remember the story. Of course, you know this story, but somehow we will repeat it, because sometimes we hear something even very important instructions, principal instructions, and we even accept these instructions, but then we are prone to forget, because Maya is very strong and he uses all her power just to cover us, our consciousness. This story about one Brahma Rakshas who was staying in some tree, and he was very suffering in that condition. And somehow, I don't remember the details, but he was very very eager to somehow to become free from that condition. And somehow it was arranged that the Srimad Bhagavatam, the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam was near that tree. And many great munis and sages were gathered in that place. And ordinary people. Big auditorium. And as usual, the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam was going during the period of 7 days. And at the end of the seventh day, you know what has happened. The tree just was broken, and from the sky was descending shining chariot, and this Brahma Rakshas, who now accept very beautiful form, spiritual form, was ascended on the chariot, and then he was taken into the spiritual sky. And other people, other persons who were present, they were wondering why not, why we have not such opportunity also. And of course we know the answer, because of the great suffering, this Brahma Rakshas was hearing with complete attention, just like Hanumanji. And therefore, he was achieving his desired goal. Also, please excuse me maybe for my bad English, because I have a little practice in actual speaking. The purport is in what a way and how we can develop such attentiveness while chanting, hearing, and remembering. Because we know that actually we are executing devotional activities not just for the executing, but for achieving the highest goal. And therefore, as often as possible, we should be reminded by ourselves, and we should be grateful to others who somehow reminded us about that supreme goal of life. And what is the supreme goal? We can approach the beautiful altar. We can see the beautiful forms of the deities. But have we actually see the real forms, the real spiritual forms of the Lord? Actually, real spiritual forms we can only see through the transparent medium of spiritual master. It is very essential. And we can remember when Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, in Parikrama, with his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. And in one occasion, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati started to give lecture, but many devotees, many his disciples, were going to see to take the darshan of one deity. But Srila Prabhupada was not going to have a darshan, but he was sitting and listening to the words of his spiritual master. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada had remarked that this man, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami, is very attentively hears me, and therefore he is a proper disciple. It is very nice lesson for us. How it is important to hear from spiritual master. And only then, when we approach the deities, maybe there will be the possibility. It may be very rare possibility to actually see the presence of God in the deities. Also, maybe it is enough speaking for philosophy, because I was asked to say something about the how the Krishna consciousness was developed in the Soviet Union, in the previous Soviet Union. And of course there was many events at that period. I can remember that I was actually I was very uncivilized and uncultured men, but somehow, by the mercy of the Lord, in 1980, I was fortunate enough to meet one devotee who had come to Kyiv where I was staying at the time. And to the time I was interested, I was curious about the purpose of life, and I was collecting many books about yoga. Maybe I had such stock of different books, such as Integral Yoga of Aurobindo Ghosh, and Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga, and so on. Even some about some magic, because I could not imagine at the time who is even, I had not the slightest idea who God is. And when I, there was many yoga clubs all around the city, and I was in, maybe at the end of 1980, I was invited to one of that club, of such clubs, to hear to one person who had come. And I, before that, I was already had heard about mantra yoga. I have a book, Mantra Yoga, maybe with some impersonalist author. And I also was, I knew about Hare Krishna mantra, but different. First Hare Rama, then Hare Krishna. And I just invite also my wife with me, and she came, and we were sitting and hearing to the my Vartma Pradarshaka Guru. His name is Bharadvaja Prabhu, and by his mercy I came to know about Krishna consciousness, and at the time I actually, along with my wife, started to practice. I was interested in books, in literature, and I was given by Bharadvaja Prabhu different books. I can remember that it was Easy Journey to Other Planets, because I knew English. I was translating this book into Russian, and then I received the Bhagavad Gita, and I was copying that book. There was no Xerox at the time, free Xerox. There was big research institutes, and there was big printers, such called ERA. But all of them were controlled. But because I have some friends in such institutes, somehow I had the possibility to print such books. And I gave Bhagavad Gita to my friend who was working as a printer, on the printer, and he had printed Bhagavad Gita. I could not clearly remember how I just brought it out, because it was difficult. It was dangerous at the time, because all exits were controlled by KGB men, and somehow maybe I by pages by parts I was brought out, and then when I compiled when I composed the whole book, it was Bhagavad Gita maybe such size and maybe such width, and for me it was really the Holy Scripture, and I was very happy to read, and then somehow we have a little time, maybe we just try to say something more, not about details, but general description. Somehow I was going, we with our family was going to the some village. We were trying to combine with other devotees, but KGB was alert, and they were just stopped our attempts. And we were not successful. But somehow it was happened that we were living in one village, one very deep village, far away from big towns, big cities. And I was traveling to Moscow and other towns where I was meeting with other devotees. I can remember Vishwamitra Prabhu. I was visiting him in his home. At the time, he was very disturbed because he was under the eyes of KGB, under the sight. There were hunting for him. But somehow I came to his apartment. He was very afraid. He was asking me how you had come. I did not understand him. I did not see anything, and I just was interested in Srimad Bhagavatam, and because it was very the words Srimad Bhagavatam was very impressive for me, and I asked him, because I knew he had Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, all the sets. And I asked him to show me. And he showed me Bhagavatam and was very happy. Somehow that was by the mercy of Krishna and other devotees, I was given especially this canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth canto, to translate. And I was translating, and I was very happy at that time, because I was very attentive at that time. And now I am not very attentive as that time. Somehow I was... we were living in a village, and then had started some trials, some judge, some, I didn't remember how to say, some judge cases, maybe. There were devotees who were charged in that they were practicing Krishna consciousness. And that was arranged by KGB. And in one town, Stavropol, you know, maybe Kurjinova, there was such process, such judge process. The devotees, Sanatana Kumara, Vrindavan Prabhu, maybe it is time to stop. Maybe. What? For how many minutes?
5 minutes.
10 minutes. Very well. I remember I would like just say how I was actually, it is very, very very interesting how it was, everything was easy at that time, because at the end of 1980 I was just come to know about Krishna consciousness, and maybe in November of 81 I was already initiated by Sri Vishnupad Harikesha Swami, and there was one devotee, Brahmana, Vrindavana Prabhu, and he was arranged the ceremony in our flat, in our apartment, where we were living in Kyiv. It was very wonderful experience for us. There was four of us who were initiated at that time. That was, we are well given the name, one Chandrasekhara Prabhu, Chandidasa Das Prabhu, and Nityatripta Devi, and myself. And it was very impressive for the first time. And then it was this trial, this judge against these devotees. It was Vrindavan Prabhu, Sanatana Kumara Prabhu, Japa Prabhu. And I was called as witnesser. Somehow I came, and actually at the time I was very naive man, and I was just speaking actually they were trying to not say about their belongings to Krishna consciousness, because they were trying to avoid the sequences. But I was really very naive, and I was coming at that place, and actually I was speaking the complete truth, and I was witnessing actually against them. And somehow then I understood that I maybe should not speak such openly. But somehow it was maybe decided that it was the will of Providence that they should be imprisoned at that time. But then I also came to understanding that maybe someday will come that I will also be imprisoned. But I actually were not believing in that. But that day also will come, would come. And we were living in that small city. And before that, I was met some wonderful men in the village where we were staying, and he was very joyful to see me. I was not wearing the tilaka or some other marks of Krishna consciousness, but somehow he recognized me, and he asked about me, about Krishna and Krishna consciousness, and he knew very well Ukrainian language, and therefore we had started to translate that Bhagavad Gita into Ukrainian. It was very nice times. But then KGB had come, and somehow in 1986 I was also imprisoned, and then I was it may be time to stop. Maybe there will be other possibilities. If you will be inquisitive, maybe we will speak something more. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Please let us be very attentive when we are chanting, hearing, and remembering Krishna. And especially bless me to be attentive. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.